A court in Prague has begun hearing the case against Ludmila Brožová-Poledňová, the last living participant in one of the most notorious show trials of communist-era Czechoslovakia. In 1950, Mrs. Brožová-Poledňová was a 29-year-old prosecutor who helped condemn the democratic politician Milada Horáková to death. Now 86, she is being tried as an accomplice to murder. Rob Cameron has the story.
The voice of democratic politician Milada Horáková, speaking at her trial for treason and espionage on the 8th of June 1950. This recording was lost for decades, hidden away by the communists because it proved that Milada Horáková had not been broken by her interrogators, as the regime's propaganda claimed. She remained, she told her accusers, true to the principles of Masaryk's democratic republic.
Dvě největší osobnosti, Tomáše Garrigua Masaryka a Edvarda Beneše, kteří na mě velmi působili během mého celého života.
Among those accusers was Ludmila Brožová-Poledňová, then a 29-year-old workers prosecutor, today an 86-year-old pensioner. In 1950, she alone among the prosecutors on the case recommended absolute punishment, i.e. the death penalty, for Milada Horáková and three co-defendants on trumped-up charges of forming an imperialist fifth column that plotted to overthrow the People's Democracy of Czechoslovakia. František Šedivý, the deputy chairman of the Federation of Czech Political Prisoners, had this to say to Czech television.
It is regrettable that this is only now being investigated, that only now is she appearing before court. She should have stood there a long time ago, so that for the rest of her life she would realize what she had done and just what she had been a part of.
Ludmila Brožová-Poledňová did not, as expected, appear in court on Tuesday, requesting that the trial continue in her absence. "I'm almost blind," she said in a note to the judge. "I can't speak, and I wouldn't even make it to the courtroom." They were the words of an old, frail woman, albeit one who denies any wrongdoing. "I was fighting for my country and for a social order where no one would be out of work," is how she defended her actions when tracked down by journalists. But other words were heard in court on Tuesday. They included the contents of a note written by an anonymous eyewitness to Milada Horáková's execution. "Don't break her neck on the noose," it quotes Mrs. Brožová-Poledňová as saying, "suffocate the bitch and the others too." Milada Horáková's execution 57 years ago was the death knell for the rule of law in Czechoslovakia and a harbinger of things to come under communism. Now, 57 years later, the state is making a belated attempt to bring those responsible to justice.